The Virtuous Woman. Brought to you by The Way of Peace Ministries and Seraph Oaks International, bringing the gospel of peace to all women. Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley is the author of the book Virtuous Woman and pastors the Church of the Living Stone in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota, and is the founder of Seraph Oaks International. It's Pastor Elizabeth's passion to stir up women for Jesus Christ and empower them with what the Word of God has to say about them. Now let's get into this week's message. Here's Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley.
Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we want to glorify your holy name again for a time like this when we can be at your table to eat from the manna that you, the Lord, you have prepared. Father, we say that the food that we're going to eat today is going to benefit our body, Lord Jesus, our soul and spirit, that we shall be transformed and we shall be exactly what you want us to be. Thank you, Father, because you can be trusted. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to welcome you again to today's program. And today, by God's grace, we're going to start learning so many things. Not only the women are going to learn today, the men also, they're going to benefit a lot because we are going to talk about both male and female, but the emphasis will be on women. Today, we are going to start looking at the life of a woman called Delilah. And I'm sure that a number of us, if not all, must have heard about this woman. What is so surprising about this woman is that there is no other woman in the scripture that is called by the name Delilah. It is even rare to find a woman with such a name. Rarely will you see anyone whose first name will say, "I am Delilah." There could be some people who are called that, but it's very, very rare. There are so many things that we are going to learn, and there are so many things that we're going to use, you know, to develop ourselves so that we will not end up with a woman that nobody wants to mention her name. Looking at the family background of Delilah, the Bible did not say anything about her family background. So it means we don't even know the name of either her father or her mother, or maybe her siblings. Nothing was mentioned about her. The only thing that was mentioned about her was the location where she was raised. She was born in somewhere that is called the Valley of Zorek. Something spectacular about the Valley of Zorek was that this valley, the entrance of the valley, is decorated by beautiful, very rare flowers that perfume the air with such a sweet odor. Isn't that a real paradox, that somewhere that is so beautiful, somewhere that is so attractive, that place can be the grave of giants? Come with me to John 16 to start looking at this woman that is called Delilah. John 16 from verse 4. The Bible says that sometime later, he fell in love with a woman in the Valley of Zorek whose name was Delilah. That person that is being talked about here is Samson. Samson was a man that was mightily anointed by God. He was given an extraordinary physical strength. He was the one that was able to take a lion and tear a lion into pieces because of the strength that God has given him. The name of his parents, we can call them Mr. and Mrs. Manoah. You know, we are told that in the name of the father is called Manoah, and that they were barren for so many years until one day the angel appeared to the woman, that means the wife of Manoah, the mother of Samson, and the Lord promised to give them a child that is so important because he had got a mission to carry out for the living God. And they were given so many instructions concerning this man that was going to be born. Let me quickly just read some of the verses to us so that we will understand the background that Samson, who fell in love with Delilah, you know, the background he was coming from. Turn with me to Judges chapter 13 and please read with me from verse 6. Then the woman went to her husband. Actually, I will start from verse 2. A certain man of Zorah, named Manoah, from the clan of the Danites, had a wife who was sterile and remained childless. The angel of the Lord appeared to her and said, "You are sterile and childless, but you are going to conceive and have a son. Now see to it that you drink no wine or other fermented drink, and that you do not eat anything unclean, because you will conceive and give birth to a son. No razor may be used on his head, because the boy is to be a Nazarite, set apart to God from birth, and he will begin the deliverance of Israel from the hands of the Philistines." Then the woman went to her husband and told him, "A man of God came to me. He looked like an angel of God, very awesome. I didn't ask him where he came from, and he didn't tell me his name. But he said to me, 'You will conceive and give birth to a son. Now then, drink no wine or other fermented drink, and do not eat anything unclean, because the boy will be a Nazarite of God from birth until the day of his death.' Then Manoah prayed to the Lord, 'Oh Lord, I beg you, let the man of God you sent to us come again and teach us how to bring up the boy who is to be born.' God had Manoah, and the angel of God came again to the woman while she was out in the field, but her husband Manoah was not with her. The woman hurried to tell her husband, 'He's here, the man who appeared to me the other day.' Manoah got up and followed his wife. When he came to the man, he said, 'Are you the one who talked to my wife?' 'I am,' he said. So Manoah asked him, 'When your words are fulfilled, what is to be the rule for the boy's life and work?' The angel of the Lord answered, 'Your wife must do all that I have told her. She must not eat anything that comes from the grapevine, nor drink any wine or other fermented drink, nor eat anything unclean. She must do everything I have commanded her.' Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, 'We would like you to stay until we prepare a young goat for you.' The angel of the Lord replied, 'Even though you detain me, I will not eat any of your food. But if you prepare a burnt offering, offer it to the Lord.' Manoah did not realize that it was the angel of the Lord. Then Manoah inquired of the angel of the Lord, 'What is your name, so that we may honor you when your word comes true?' He replied, 'Why do you ask my name? It is beyond understanding.' Then Manoah took a young goat together with the grain offering and sacrificed it on the rock to the Lord. And the Lord did an amazing thing while Manoah and his wife watched. As the flame blazed up from the altar toward heaven, the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame. Seeing this, Manoah and his wife fell with their face to the ground. When the angel of the Lord did not show himself again to Manoah and his wife, Manoah realized it was the angel of the Lord. 'We are doomed to die,' he said to his wife. 'We have seen God.' But his wife answered, 'If the Lord had meant to kill us, he would not have accepted a burnt offering and grain offering from our hands, nor shown us all these things, or now told us this.' The woman gave birth to a boy and named him Samson. He grew, and the Lord blessed him, and the Spirit of the Lord began to stir him while he was in Mahanaim, between Zorah and Eshtaol." Now, this is the background that Samson came from. He was anointed before he was put in the womb of his mother that he was going to be a great deliverer for the people of Israel from the hands of the Philistines. He was giving instruction. I mean, the parents were giving instruction on how he was going to be raised, the type of food he was going to eat, the type of drink he was going to drink, he was going to eat, and that nothing, no razor must touch his head. He was to be set apart for the use of God. He was not to be contaminated. I said at the beginning of the program that this program is going to be meant for men and women, and that all of us we're going to learn from the life of Delilah, because there's no way we will mention Delilah and we will not mention Samson, a great man of God that was sanctified and set apart even before he was born. And so that will tell us that we can learn so many things as men also, that we have to be very careful who we are relating with. Are you relating with someone who's going to tear you down, or you are relating with someone who is going to build you up? This is the problem that Samson was facing. When Samson started to grow as a young man, he had a lot of problems. What were the problems of Samson? Time will not allow me to go to chapter 14 and chapter 15, but the summary is that Samson did not use common sense when it comes to choosing women that he was going to relate with. It is true that he has so much power to be able to tear lion into pieces, but could not tear his passion and lust into pieces. He did not work on himself at all. Chains and fetters were nothing to Samson because of the great power that the Lord had given unto him. But the chains and fetters of sin, of the old man, Samson was not able to deal with it. And so he was able to break chains and fetters in the physical realm, but in the spiritual realm, in the emotional realm, in his relationship with the Lord, he neglected that. Samson could destroy the giants, the Philistines, but not his weakness. He was not able to do that. He was not able to conquer that that would destroy him. Because he did not take the time to work on himself, to allow the eyes of his heart to be opened so as to know the living God, the one that set him apart, and to be able to focus on that mission that the Lord has given him, to be able to accomplish for the Lord, to be able to be a success, to be able to say that I have done that was given to me. Because he did not know, he did not focus on it, because he took that assignment so lightly, he did not take that mission seriously, what happened to him? The eyes of his heart was not open to see all these great things that the Lord had got for him. He remained a blind man, and he died a blind man. The two eyes of Samson was taken out, and so he died even with the uncircumcised. The question I want to ask in this program today is, how much are you taking care of yourself? Have you allowed the eyes of your heart to be open, to be able to see the very mission that the Lord has given to you? As a man, as a woman, we are looking at Samson, who was created to be a giant for the Lord, to be able to deliver the people of God. He was given extraordinary strength so that nothing would be able to stand on his way. But unfortunately, he did not seek the Lord with the whole of his heart, and so he ended up not accomplishing for the Lord. We're going to continue with the story of Delilah. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we have listened to your word. You have revealed to us again how Samson, the giant, was just destroyed by a young damsel that cannot be compared in strength to him in any way. Oh Lord, I'm praying for the men that are listening today, that Lord Jesus, you will make them to know you. They will identify with you. They will seek you so that the Delilah of life will not destroy them. Oh Lord, give them the grace to be able to know that without you, they can do nothing, in the name of Jesus Christ. That their hope will be on you. They will be anchored on your word, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do this. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman with pastor and author Elizabeth Bonkley. Stirring up women for Jesus Christ and empowering all women with the gospel. If you would like to purchase the book, Virtuous Woman, or a copy of today's show, email your request to www.gospelofpeace.org or call 651-398-3022. That's 651-398-3022. Join Pastor Elizabeth Sunday mornings at 9:30 at the Church of the Living Stone at 1010 East Highway 96 in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. You've been listening to Virtuous Woman.